Daily Light, December the 26th, morning. Be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labour is not in vain. As you receive Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. As for that in the good soil, they are those who, hearing the word, hold it fast in an honest and good heart, and bear fruit with patience. For you stand firm in your faith. We must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption, but the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. Oh, let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially those who are of the household of faith. Oh, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. 1 Corinthians 15:58, and Colossians 2:6-7, Matthew 24:13, Luke 8:15, 2 Corinthians 1:24, John 9:4, Galatians 6:8-10. Daily Light, December the 26th, evening. He is able to save to the uttermost those who draw near to God through him. I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. He who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. Is anything too hard for the Lord? Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy, to the only God, our Saviour, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion and authority before all time and now and for ever. Amen. Oh, he is able to save to the uttermost those who draw near to God through him. Hebrews 7:25, and John 14:6, Acts 4:12, John 10:27-28, Philippians 1:6, Genesis 18:14, Jude 1:24-25.